and our first object takes us straight into the heat of battle. I'm in a room whose walls are completely covered with stone carvings about 8 feet high. They tell the story of a great siege, the siege of Lachish in Judea in 701 BC. Think of a film in stone, an early Hollywood epic perhaps with casts of thousands. The first scene shows the invading army marching in. Then comes the bloody battle around the besieged town, and then we move on to the dead, the injured, and the columns of passage refugees. And finally, we see the victorious king presiding triumphantly over his conquest, Sennacherib, ruler of the great Assyrian Empire and the terror of the ancient Middle East. By 700 BC, the Assyrian rulers, based in northern Iraq, had built an empire that stretched from Iran to Egypt, covering most of the area that we now call the Middle East. Indeed, you might almost say that this is the beginning of the idea of the Middle East as one single theatre of conflict and control. It was the largest land empire that had yet been created, and it was the result of the prodigious Assyrian war machine. Lachish, about 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem, is today known as Tel Ed-Duwer. At the time of the siege, it was a heavily fortified hill town, the second city, after Jerusalem, of the Kingdom of Judah, which had managed just to stay independent of the Assyrians. Lachish stood at a vital strategic point on the key trade routes linking Mesopotamia to the Mediterranean and to the immense wealth of Egypt. But around 700 BC, the king of Judah, Hezekiah, rebelled against the Assyrians. It was a big mistake. Sennacherib mobilized the Assyrian imperial army, fought a brilliant campaign, seized the city of Lachish, killed its defenders, and deported its inhabitants. And the result